This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Strap in, youngins.
In the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Lots of guys chiming in on the Dwight Howard conversation. My observations about the Rockets last night and just saying, hey, this is where the game is. You see how Golden State plays? Right? That's how a lot of teams are trying to play. And that's we shot a lot of threes a year. We won 60 games a couple of years ago. But again, it had a lot to do with the ball movement. And even though we didn't have a presence in the middle like Dwight Howard, we were still very good defensively. A guy goes, is Howard turned into Roy Hibbert? A couple of years ago, remember the Pacers benched him? No, he still got offensive skills, guys. Here's the thing. To Mike's point, what do you want to do? What's your philosophy? Are we a team that gets up and down and passes the ball and has movement? Or are we a team that's going to slow down and now try to work out of the post as the NBA was many, many years ago?
Because remember, the reason we were so excited about Dwight last summer was think about how our series and seasons have ended the last 2 years before this one against the Cavs. That presence in the paint, LeBron and guys flashing the basket, we had no answer for that. I mean, our defense, to your point, was good in some cases on the perimeter, but we had no answer for those guys, especially, you know, when LeBron was taken to the house, who was going to step up? We thought that was what we were going to have, a bona fide rim protector. Didn't work out. He's not on the floor when the game, and the season's on the line. And here's the other thing, that even more scary than what are we going to do with Dwight, is Paul Millsap committed to staying in Atlanta? He told us he is. We're going to see him at our golf tournament coming up Thursday. We'll ask him again, but if he walks, man, whoo,
it's a problem.
2 years in a row where the biggest guy on your team has walked and you didn't have the presence of mind to trade him if you didn't know what his intentions were.
Well, here's the other thing, Mike, too. As we hit headlines brought to you by McDonald's, make sure you check out any of the new flavors. The Minute Maid slushies, guys, at McDonald's. Delicious. Hey, you can check out Fruit Punch, Cherry Limeade, Orangeade, starting at just a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Here's the other part. 22 a game, 18, 19, 25 a game. That doesn't grow on trees. You know, this idea that you lose that on any particular team and, oh, we'll just insert X and he'll give us 20 a night. It doesn't happen in the NBA. When you're a legitimate, bona fide 20-point-a-night guy or 25-point-a-night guy, or in Paul's case, 20 and 10, that just doesn't grow on trees. So if he walks out of the door, where are you getting that from?
And then you start looking, as we said, at the free agent list. And we were literally laughing out loud in the bullpen earlier today, about an hour ago, looking at some of the names that are out there. I mean, you want to bring Blake Griffin in here?
Don't laugh.
I mean, come on, man.
don't laugh.
It'd be nice for Kia. They're down, you know, down the road where they make the Kias, and he's a Kia guy, but that's about it. I mean, there's other dudes out there. I mean, you want to bring J.J. Redick in here?
Don't laugh.
I mean, these are the names you start throwing out there, Arthur.
Well, I like J.J. Redick.
I mean, don't get me wrong, but I mean, it's not a guy you build a team around, you know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
I mean, I like both of those guys.
He's not the
very
piece.
Much so. And but the problems we're discussing today, it's what 24 of the NBA teams are dealing with right now.
Yeah. Right.
Because you cannot beat the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Golden State Warriors with the way a lot of these teams are constructed. And here's the dilemma for the Hawks. From that 61 season, we were a pace and space ball club. The ball flew all over the place. Bringing Dwight Howard in here has limited that pace and space. And then when you trade Kyle Korver, there goes your deep-range shooter. And so I don't know how to describe this Hawks team right now with Bazemore's struggles and Dennis's fourth-quarter deficiencies at times, even though he played better in the playoffs. I don't know where this team is right now. What is their identity? I don't think there's an answer to that.
Well, until you figure that out, you can't move forward. You can't. You can't say we want to keep Dwight, but yet this is how we want to play. Or do you want to, and this is how we want to play? That is the biggest problem, AT, right there, what you just said. That is what I got out of the Rockets last night. Love or hate Mike D'Antoni, this is what we do, and we're going to do this. He told James Harden in the offseason, I want you to be the point guard, you can lead the league in assists. Harden did that. this is what we do. You got to have an identity and a philosophy.
Well, in addition, you have a much more mobile center in the Nay than you do in Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
Dwight is not that. And then here's the other thing that has been glossed over much of this season. I wonder how much his back is literally bothering him and how much we really know about his physical condition. Because not only was he sitting in the fourth quarter of games, but there were times when it looked like he had difficulties getting back up and down the court. And did you really sign this guy for three potential years and he's literally breaking down over the course of his career?
Well, that's just it. If you're going to make him Ben Wallace, where all he does is rebound for you, that's $47 million over 2 years. And you can't trade him. That's the thing. Who's going to take and absorb that contract? Unless you take Phil Jackson out and get him high and he's dumb enough to sign on that deal. And that's it. Phil Jackson's probably the only guy dumb enough right now, based on what he's done in New York, to do the deal.
Well, he did like his stuff back in the day.
He signed Joakim Noah, so he can sign Dwight Howard.
No, that's true.
That's possible.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. Texture says $30 to $35 million a year for Millsap. I'm tanking. He's got to go. I'm starting to look ahead. Thank you, sir. Put your name on it.
But this is it now. As we talked about the other day, there's all sorts of cool new bells and whistles coming into Phillips Arena, which we're privy to. We cannot share because they'd kill us. But I will say this. You better throw in a Magic City at the end of one basket, and you better have hot tubs, and you better have prime rib on demand.
Hot tub? Who's getting a hot tub during the game?
I want to have a hot tub with Magic City girls and a piece of prime rib in my hand.
You're Eddie Murphy and James Brown impersonation on Saturday Night Live?
You better have stuff they've never seen in the NBA to get more than 12,000 people in there during the regular season.
Doesn't Jacksonville have a pool?
Yes, they do.
And where is Jacksonville? At the bottom of the NFL.
Take a news break. Take a get ready pill. We them.
Who's getting in a hot tub during the game? Let's be honest.
Well, as long as I got a nice flush towel. Maybe I get a Hawks towel in the deal and a nice bathrobe. I'm just throwing it out there.
Hey,
Jarvis,
man.
I'm thinking about marketing, Jarvis.
As we hit some headlines, we're going to talk about the Braves and let you hear from our Falcons. But we're talking NBA playoffs because last night, again, just an observation. Speaking of that, Harden was great last night as they beat the Spurs. Here was one of his assists.
James Harden. Harden's got 16 points and 8 assists, but not a single rebound. Inside Capella, dropping it hard. Great feed by James Harden.
They're up now 1-0 in that series. I do think, guys, it'll go 6 or 7. Spurs looked a little old last night. Maybe they'll bounce back. Again, remember, the Rockets had some time off, so that helped them. Meanwhile, did you know LeBron likes grapes? I was not aware of that. I didn't know he was a big wine guy.
He's a wine guy, apparently. Good for him, man.
Yeah. Well, last night, if you missed it, LeBron James looked like he might take a sip of beer on the sideline. He did not sip the beer, for those of you who are wondering. But he's just having some fun, man. The Cavs win game one of their series against Toronto. Here's what LeBron had to say about it.
I was upset at myself because I had an and-one opportunity, and I didn't finish, left it short. And, you know, my momentum just took me to the sideline, and she had one, you know, in her hand, so I took it out of her hand. But not much of a beer guy. If she'd had some red wine, I probably would have definitely took a sip.
Interesting.
Now, speaking of wine and beer, at the Atlanta United game in Section 134 during the warm-ups, Carl, as the D.C. United was taking shots on net, you got to be careful because you're right behind the field of play at Bobby Dodd Stadium. A lady sets down a fresh Heineken, and that thing exploded, dude, like a pinata as one of the balls went over the net, and whammy. So, again, keep your head on a swivel. Carl mentioned it earlier. Nobody in MLS history has had more attendance, more fans through the gate than the first three home games of Atlanta United FC. How about that?
It's incredible. Speaking of attendance, Philadelphia. I'm not going to tell you they deserve the draft every year, but man, did they turn out for the NFL draft. It was a spectacle, guys. 200,000 households here in Atlanta, as far as the TV market is concerned. On average, about 200,000 households watched the draft, and at the peak time, about 250,000. So I'm guessing, Mike, that was around the time we made the trade,
right?
Went down, and ended up making the deal for Tack McKinley.
I know a lot of people, and I was one of them, said, Philly in April? You don't know what you're going to get weather-wise. You're going to be half outdoors. 70,000 people. It looked amazing on TV. And here's the craziest thing. Philadelphia, I consider some of the worst fans in the world. Over 70,000 people together for 4 hours. Not one arrest by Philadelphia PD. How about them apples? Nice job, Philly. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah, I will say this. There were two parts of the draft that I really enjoyed, and I didn't even see the second one until later, the video with Drew Pearson. When Goodell walks up there and is like, come on, Philly, give it to me. And they're like, boo, You suck it down.
Yeah, I mean, it did get a little old. It did get old after a while.
But they're giving it to him. I love the fact that he kind of egged it on. But Pearson came out and was like, I had a career thanks to Philly fans. It was funny as hell.
I mean, like, I hate Goodell as much as anybody. Even I was like, come on, let the man get the thing in, done. Let's get moving on. But anyway, it is a spectacle. But I mean, look, we could do, I think, Carl, with enough time, we could put the same thing together at Centennial Olympic Park. It would look dramatic with the city skyline in the background. There's a number of cities that could pull it off now.
Yeah, and I hope we get an opportunity because they're kind of floating this thing around. Chicago had it. Again, it was great in New York for those many years.
Imagine
L.A. is going to get it.
Doing it in Miami at, you know, right there off of Biscayne Bay. I mean, right there with the cruise ships in the background. That would look pretty fly. I mean, there's a million things you could do, and the NFL does get marketed. I guess all those rumors about the ratings going down, we can put that to bed during the election year.
It's done. We love the NFL. It's king, and nobody talks more NFL than Dukes and Bell. Hey, let's talk about what happened at SunTrust last night. Brian Snicker, our manager, big inning was hard to overcome as the Bravos go down last night after an early home run, but we lose to the Mets 7-5.
It's just kind of the one inning got away from me a little bit, and they, you know, kind of regrouped and, you know, kept the game in check and came back. So it's a lot of times in one, you know, that big inning like that's hard to overcome a lot of times.
He's talking about Julio on the hill. And Julio Tehran in the post game said that, you know, you got to put the bad starts behind you, and that's what you have to do. If this pitching was right now living up to the hitting that's going on, we'd be winning more games. Here's Julio Tehran.
I don't want to take this game in my mind. We got a lot of games coming, so just kind of forget about it. I know we got to make adjustments, and we got 4 more days. I can make my next start, and I'm going to make my adjustment, work on whatever I need to work, and just focus on the next one.
It's all you can do, Mike, is focus on the next one. As I was once told in baseball, people always talk about momentum. You know what momentum is in baseball? The next day's starting pitcher. And for the Braves, that's what you have to do is look ahead, and today that's R.A. Dickey.
Yeah, and the Mets, as we said yesterday, the news about Syndergaard is kind of a little disconcerting. Kind of curious to see how that, how quickly that heals, that lat injury. John Smoltz, if you missed it yesterday, they had an interview he did with CBS Radio talking about how pitchers, you don't get to the show nowadays, baseball, unless you're throwing low 90s. And now whether it's kids throwing everything. Remember, it used to be the split finger? That was the one that was going to cause a Tommy John?
Yep.
Now it's just, you've got to throw the gas. So it's almost like baseball players, I don't think anybody will ever challenge Nolan Ryan. I think 300 wins, when are we going to see that anytime soon, right, for some of the guys? I mean, is Clayton Kershaw going to get there? I mean, when you look at it, I mean, all the numbers that were the benchmarks when we were kids are out the window because guys just don't play as much, and nowadays the injuries are definitely going to hamper that kind of pursuit for pitchers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.